All right, ladies and gentlemen, today we have the beautiful, the sexy, the super talented adult performer, director, fleshlight model, among other things, the one and only Anna Fox. How you doing?
I'm doing great.
So I got lucky and AVN's this week, so yeah. I've been getting as many people in here as possible. So let's start with that. How's AVN treating you? You loving it? You hating it?
AVN is always like a mix of like the best and the worst time together. It's right. Definitely a lot of fun, but we're in Vegas for a long time and it's just going to come with some shit for sure. So I'm having like the best shit time of my life.
The best fucked up moment.
The best fucked up time of my life.
you sound hoarse. Is it because you're getting the cold or is it just from the talking and yelling because there's so many people around?
The talking for sure. I definitely made sure to take my vitamins. I've been hydrating. I haven't been drinking. So it's been a combination of talking to the fans. And then last night I went out to party with a Wicked crew of Jessica Drake and I was wooing. There were so much girls, so right. It was just constant woo. So,
yeah, I noticed. And then the fucking the casinos are full of smoke.
Smoke, yeah. So like, even if you don't smoke cigarettes, you are now.
Right. And it's in your fucking hair and it's on your clothes. Yeah. Like I go home after, and we were there for. I think we showed up. We went up to the Kink Suite and spent a little time up there. I had a couple of meetings, and then we were on the floor maybe 2 hours. And I got home and smelled like I was still a smoker.
A whole pack. It of
was
Newports.
Gross. Yeah, everything went straight, came off, and went straight back into the fucking the washer. It was just nasty.
Yeah, that's nasty.
I just don't like it. Do you get any nominations this year?
I do. I have two female like girl scenes that are nominated.
Okay.
Which I'm pretty excited for because I really do like my girl scenes. I work really hard for those. But then I'm nominated for Female Performer of the Year.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Oh, let's get some more of that, goddammit. That's badass, dude.
Yeah, I was pretty shocked. But, you know, that's pretty cool.
That's super fucking legit.
Yeah, I'm probably not going to win, but I'm going to make sure that everybody thinks that I won.
No matter what.
I dress.
Oh yeah. Oh dude, and you kill it every fucking
I love it.
Year
it's
you
up.
Kill it. I was getting shit from the wife because this is gonna be the second since I moved to Hard Rock that I've ever been to, mm-hmm. the second awards. Mm-hmm. And this is probably gonna be the first time I actually walk the carpet. I'm gonna bring Disco with me.
Bring Disco.
But she's like, you can't wear because I do the zoot suit. That's what mm-hmm. I do. The zoot suit with the fucking wingtips. And she's like, you can't wear the same zoot suit. I have two of them, but you know what's gonna look better? The one with the pinstripes on it.
Yeah. No like, one's going to notice. No one's going to be like, hey, JP, didn't you wear that? Oh, wait, I have the picture of you. Look, isn't that you?
Wasn't that you from 3 years ago when no one knew who you were either?
Yeah, no, that's you right there.
So I'm going to sport it. And now there's kind of the competition of who we're going to try and outdress each other. Because, I mean, we both are kind of like schlubs when we're mm-hmm. walking around the studio. So for him and I to go to the fucking nines and... It's a competition.
It's
so
fun.
Say. So they're going to have two fucking dudes that are going to be standing around that everyone's going to be like, click, click, okay, new move, guy. And we're just going to keep posing. I'm going to tell them if we go in there, we're going to be like, and trying to be all fierce mm-hmm. and shit just to fuck with them, to take up time.
Hopefully you're next to me. I'll be like, you guys don't know. That's, do you know that? I'm like, who? You get more pictures.
Well, we're walking with, we've got a friend, a model, Victoria Box. I don't know if you know her.
Yes.
She was like, I don't want to walk by myself. And I was like, oh, walk. We don't either. Even Got though there's you. Two of us. Yeah.
Come with us.
But they're just going to be like, oh, Victoria, hey, guys, can you move?
Excuse me, sir. Excuse me. Hey, Victoria. Yeah,
so, whatever. That'll be cool. And that's even if we make it. If the line's too long, fuck it. We're not even doing it.
We'll see how efficient they are.
Yeah.
It's going to be the best, worst line ever.
I had Casey on recently, and her and I were talking about how, like, we can be in a retirement home and, you know, at 80 years old, and we're still going to be like, oh, it's the fucking third week of January. I hate this week so
I know.
Bad.
Yeah, it's just going to come hit you like a bag of bricks. You're going to be like, what? Why do I feel like congestion and cigarettes?
Why is my throat sore all of a sudden? I'm barely talking.
Why is everybody so sweaty?
Why does everybody keep touching my butt?
Yeah.
Have the fans been pretty decent with you this year?
Yeah, I definitely, like, there's always going to be one or two that's, you know, can't help it.
Yeah.
You know, but for the most part, the fans are really awesome and they're pretty adorable. Like they make me all shy and stuff. I'm like, oh, you guys really like me. So it's really cool to see them like fangirl over me.
Yeah, that's pretty nice. I don't run into that many because I try and stay away from the expo. Like mm-hmm. we didn't even get tickets this year. I'm like, we'll go to the awards, but I'm not going to the expo. It's just too many people.
Right.
But I'm the same way. Like, they come up and be like, JP, can I take a picture? And I'm like, with me? Me? Wait a minute. Am I the JP you're looking for?
Like me?
And they're like, yeah, you're the biggest fucking guy walking around. You're the one we're looking for.
Yeah, you're pretty tall.
Menacing.
With the zoot suit.
The zoot suit, the big goatee.
You should just start doing your scenes like that. You just come in with the zoot suit now.
When I ran the upper floor, that was how I performed.
Oh, okay.
Like, I walked around with the tie on and the fucking zoot suit. Like, the jacket would come off, but instead of me being all dressed in black with a t-shirt and cargos, I was wearing a zoot suit. Yeah, it's crazy. So, young lady, how long have you been in the industry?
I have to fact check this, but I'm pretty sure I'm right. I think I've been in the industry since November 2011, which would be 9 years. Going on 9 years.
Damn.
Yeah.
Every time I look at you, I'm like, you aren't old enough to be in the industry for 9 years.
I know. I kind of creep myself out with that, too. I'm like, wait. Didn't I just start yesterday? It doesn't feel like it's been that long.
Yeah, it seems like you got used to the camera. Like, you come in and you're nervous, you get used to the camera, and the next thing you know, it's been 10 years. And you're like, how the fuck did that happen? Yeah, they have, they don't have how long. Usually you can go on to Google because those fuckers don't care about anyone having
right,
privacy.
Right, find everything.
But yeah, it doesn't say when you got in the industry. Nope. It has your entire full name.
Yay.
Motherfuckers.
Yeah. Oh, I know.
Whatever, fuck them. I figured maybe, I was like, maybe I can fact check you, but the internet's only good for bad shit, apparently.
Yeah.
So, 9 years.
Yeah.
Are there any scenes that are like, that stand out to you that you're like, fuck, that was like something that's been memorable throughout the time that you're like, that one really kind of stands out as something that was awesome?
I probably have to say like my first anal, just because it's such a big deal, you know? Right. I had like a sexual mind, a sexual heart and all that drive, but I wasn't sexual before porn.
Right.
So for some reason, like deep throating, anal, BDSM, all of those fetishy things like weren't even like a thought in my head. So when I came into porn, I was like, what? You guys fucking, not only do you fucking the ass, but y'all fuck the ass, you right. know, not just casual like, okay, bloop. No, you guys are like.
Yeah, they try and go swimming in that motherfucker.
Yeah, yeah, swimming, build real estate, all kinds of things, you know. They want to do everything. So it was, like, the biggest thing for me to, like, wrap my head around. Like,
right.
So that for me, like, definitely I was like, wow, I can't believe. That was, like, the hard no when I first started. They're like, won't you do? And I was like, oh, I'll never, ever do anal. No way. Girls
don't
do
that. That's what I poop
with. I poop with that. Why would you ever want to see it? Now you can, like, look at it in VR, HD, 4K. So
give us a little time. We're going to be doing 8K soon.
Yeah, I know. Jesus. Hologram of my ass.
that's when it's, you just, at that point, you just license out your hologram and you don't even have to do the work anymore.
No, that'll
you
be great.
Just sit at home and
that'll be great.
Do the things that you do.
Yeah.
Anna Hologram will be there soon. So you weren't super sexually active? That's weird because most people are like, I just love to fuck so much. I figured porn was the next step. What made you go, I want to go try porn?
Because like I didn't like having a lot of sex because it wasn't like finished. So I always felt like I would start having sex and like get all excited and like that was it. And like no orgasms, like I would get cum on me, but like
disappointment.
Yeah, just disappointed and left empty. So when the whole opportunity or approachment of porn came up, I was just like, at first I was like, oh, that's stupid. I don't have boobs. What the fuck? Like, right. I thought porn stars, you had to have long flowing hair with
blonde
glitter.
Hair.
Yeah. Gigantic boobies that just sway in the wind, have wind chimes off your nipples, you know, just this dramatic, idea that I have a porn star. And then, when they were like, no, you just need to have vagina and willingness to do it. And I was like, oh, okay, cool. So I could come, like, you can teach me how to have an orgasm, you can teach me how to, like, pleasure myself or whatever. And they're like, yeah, you and orgasm and gangbangs, whatever you want. Yeah, whatever you want. So I was like, oh, okay, cool. So it just seemed like sex education to me.
Right.
Yeah, so it was pretty easy. Like, it was, like, a no-brainer once I got, like, comfortable and, like, got past, like, I didn't even really care what I would look like. I was like, whatever. There's 100,000 people online naked. Nobody's going to notice me.
Right.
Little did I know.
Performer of the fucking year.
Oh, yeah. 4K. So, yeah, I just thought it was going to be a great idea. I just wanted to learn how to have an orgasm.
That's crazy. I, before I started making it, I used to work in a store where I sold porn. I just back in Atlanta. And, you know, there's no such thing as, well, there may be, but I've never seen a store that just has the videos. There's the videos, and then there's the bachelorette stuff, and then there's the toys, and then there's sometimes they get crazy and throw some floggers in there. Smoke stuff, tobacco related.
Tobacco products.
And I just lost my thought. What was I saying? Fuck.
Lubes and sex shop.
No, I know it was a sex shop. Damn it. It was so right there. Fuck. I hate when that happens.
I know. They're like, you got to do word association to get it back.
Oh, I remember. I remember. It was, there would be groups of women that would come in for bachelorette parties. Mm-hmm. And they would come in and like, oh, and it was the funny, like, oh, touch the dildo. Or, ooh, was this vibrator rework?
Ooh.
I had more women come up to me and ask, I guess they thought that I worked at a porn store, so I should know everything.
Right.
They were like, is the G-spot real? Do women really have orgasms? And there was so part of me that was like, baby girl, come here. But you can't, you know, I can't.
Yeah, you can't go. Let me come show you.
But it's so, it really amazed me at how many women, grown ass women, like I was in my 20s when this was going on, they were 30, 40 year old women who didn't think that the orgasm or the G-spot was a real thing. They thought it was just something that the porn people talked about.
Yeah, I didn't want to be one of those women. I was like super sad that I have a vagina that people keep poking at and nothing's happening.
Somebody's like, doing it wrong.
Yeah, I just wanted it to wake up.
So speaking of toys, see how I segued that? I'm getting good at this thing.
Yes.
So I just realized I don't even have my phone with me. That's great. No distractions. You are the first chocolate skin toned woman with the Fleshlight deal.
Yes.
How'd that happen? Talk to us.
I think Fleshlight, you know, they have a lot of girls.
Right.
You know, they've been molding girls for 25 years now.
Has it been that long?
It's been 25 years. Jeez. It's actually, they're coming up on their 25th anniversary, birthday, whatever you want to call it. But
yeah. 25 years.
Molding our holes. And I think, you know, especially like, within the year, you know, at the year that I got mine done, I believe it was 2018, 2019. But like with that, the new millennia, you know, like they want diversity and stuff like that.
Right.
So they came out with Misty's, which was the first one not of their regular flesh tone.
Right.
So she was the first one to break the mold on different colors.
It's just, no, but for the most part, they were just white.
Nude, yeah. And flesh, nude, whatever, yeah. Flesh tone.
Yeah.
You know, so they broke the mold with Misty's, then they went with Janice, and they were like, well, it's only natural that we just go ahead and get another skin tone. And they're like, well, who else can represent the darker skin tone but me? And
right.
Like, I would have dared them to... I would have had a Kanye moment if they picked someone else, honestly. So
that motherfucker doesn't have any talent.
Motherfucker. I mean, they could have maybe picked Isaiah and I would have been okay with it.
Right.
But I mean, other than him, anybody else, I would have been like, oh, listen here.
Hey, yeah.
Motherfucker.
This is mine.
It's mine. Yeah.
I don't know a lot about him. I know that you girls get picked, they mold your vaginas, and there has to be some sort of... I mean, it's your vagina.
Yes.
So there has to be some, I mean, is it like a decent amount of income?
Oh, yeah. You know what's ridiculous is that when I got the whole Fleshlight deal, like I read the paperwork and everything and I was like, okay, it seems fair. But I had no idea like how much my checks would get,
right.
Would be or whatever. So I was just kind of like expecting like, oh, whatever, it's a toy, it's a sex toy. Like I only have a few sex toys in my drawers. So like, how many of these are they going to sell? And I guess there are a lot of men jacking off to me or chocolate women specifically because they've been buying my mold for months now and it hasn't went down. Like it's a lot of money. Yeah, it definitely paid my rent in the first month and I was just like pretty shocked. So
I have one. I don't have yours.
No, that's fine.
Because when I found out you had one, I was like, well, fuck. Because,
damn it.
But at the same time, when I decided I was going to have that, I was like, you know what? I'm going to do this.
Yeah.
I there's all these toys that the wife has. And I'm like, I have my hand in a bottle of lube or her.
Fun.
So I was like, I want one. And I went to the sex store and it's obviously, it's not like I'm going to walk in. They're going to be like, oh, there's the guy from Kink that makes porn. So they're like, sir, can I help you? Is there anything you're looking for? And I was like, well, I'm looking at your Fleshlights. And they start explaining them to me and trying to tell me about the models. And most of them I knew.
Like, oh, really?
I was like, wait a minute. Jada Stevens does what with her butthole?
Oh, my God. I never knew that.
So I ended up picking one because I was like, all right, is it going to be weird that I know this person, this person, this person, this person? You know what? I'm going to pick this one. And I think I got, what was it? The tattooed girl that had that fucked up, Christy Mac.
Christy Mac. Oh,
I got hers. I was like, you know what? Fuck it. I never actually met her. I'll fuck
Let's
her.
Let's go.
And for anybody that wants to know, they're worth the money. Those motherfuckers are nice. I've actually thought about maybe getting a collection. Mm-hmm. Maybe just being like, you know what? I don't need just
like
one.
Yeah, have like a whole armoire full of fleshlights.
Just all my girlfriends right here.
Literally like you can pick out a different pussy for the day of the week.
I love that.
Yeah.
I love that. I accidentally, well, you know, you take them out of their little thing and you clean them. You leave them, let them set dry. And I can't, because of being a dad, I don't leave it down in the kitchen. And one day the kid went into the bedroom and then went into the bathroom.
Oh, no.
And I wasn't there, but came and started asking questions. And there was the whole, or was I there? I can't remember. Either way, the point is he saw it, but he didn't because he doesn't know what.
I would think that he wouldn't even know because it was out of the sleeve, huh?
Yeah, it was out of the sleeve. So it's
especially
just
out
thing.
Of the sleeve. It looks even more, but like if you find just a fleshlight by itself, it's kind of weird. Like what is it? Like if you didn't know what it was,
right.
Like what is this? But out of the sleeve, it looks like. Like an elephant's trunk got cut off.
It's really weird.
A slinky.
So it was the whole, what is that? And like, it's none of your business. Get the fuck out of here.
Get out of here. That's nothing.
So
it's a vacuum attachment.
Yeah, it's something that, it means you're going to have to go to work. Oh, and that instantly he runs. Don't make me do things, daddy. You're wearing a lot of it. You're repping it. Should we just segue straight into the what you got on? Your Playboy.
Yes.
There's some moving and shaking going on for you over there. What's going on?
I love them. You know, there's a few companies that, like, ever since I met them, they treated me like family. Like, you guys, Kink. Playboy is definitely one of them. I'm, like, super fortunate enough to, like, work with them, be a part of their little family, and they treat me really well. I was the second adult model to be shot for Playboy, which is like a pretty cool thing because they don't do that.
Wait a minute. They don't shoot porn people?
No, they don't shoot porn people. Well, they do now, but they were not shooting porn people.
I had no fucking... So there was... Well, I guess it's the same thing as like with the BDSM that I've talked about this on the podcast, is you have porn stars who shoot BDSM, which is what most people see. But when I first started, there were just bondage models.
Yeah. And they were not porn stars.
No, there was no porn. You didn't put your finger inside of them. You were barely lucky that they were okay with you holding. Some of them didn't even want you to put a vibe on them. Like you can't... A man's hand can't hold the thing that's giving me pleasure.
Right.
And of course, that's not the case now. So I guess I never... That's weird because I used to look at Playboy when I was a kid all the time. And
right. Boobies, you know, furry pussies.
Frontal only.
Frontal, yeah. So, yeah, they weren't shooting adult models. And Holly went on their team, and, like, she's friends with a lot of us models and, like, kind of heard us.
Oh,
like,
Holly Randall.
No, Holly. Oh. Holly Ruprecht. I always kind of like say her name funny, but she's the other Holly.
Okay.
She titles herself everyone's favorite lesbian, Holly.
Okay.
I mean, it's kind of hard because there's 5-star, but I mean, we're running neck and neck. But yes, the other Holly, she joined Playboy and she's all of our friends and, a lot of porn stars were like, oh, we love Playboy, but they don't shoot model adult models. And she's like, what? She thought it was bizarre. So
right. It is bizarre.
Yeah. She changed it. And like they decided to shoot Elsa Jean first. And then they shot me. And so I was like, fuck yeah.
That's really fucking badass.
Yeah. So they love me a lot. And they're going to let me produce something for them. But, you know, again, Playboy is they were the leaders in female nudity, you know,
right.
Sexual erotic magazines. And then like somewhere they kind of like stayed in one spot and like the sex industry kind of took off without it.
Right.
So I think like bringing the adult into it is like bringing it back.
Kind of breathing life back into
it. Yeah. Bringing life back. So
yeah, I thought it was on its way out. Cause they finally stopped the publication, didn't they?
Yeah,
the magazine finally shut down, which is so weird.
Mm-hmm.
But there was always that joke. I don't know if you've ever heard it, but it was always like, well, I get Playboy for the articles.
Right. I actually have a t-shirt. I read it for the articles. Yeah.
You know, but it was the classy thing. I don't know if you know this, that, his fucking name is escaping me. Hugh Hefner.
Hugh, yes.
He actually had a TV show.
Yeah, with his the whole ranch, his whole mansion and the bunnies and stuff.
Yeah, and he had a big room and like I feel like a talk show as nighttime talk shows were coming on. Like there was one. specifically that I was like, it blew my mind. The fucking, they've got all of the bunnies and the things and everyone's, you know, look at me, I'm such a gentleman. And fucking Nina Simone's up in that motherfucker playing the piano. And I'm like, mm-hmm. get the fuck out of here. Like, yeah. I didn't realize he had that kind of clout.
Cool. Yeah.
that you had mainstream people that were like, yeah, fuck, I'll go hang out at the ranch.
Yeah. I mean, he was awesome. He had like a lot of love, a lot of diversity, a lot of spice, a lot of hot chicks. Why not?
I mean, that was one thing I missed. I never got to go to the I said ranch.
I said it too. It's a mansion.
Bunny ranch.
But, right.
Bunny mansion.
Bunny mansion, yes.
But yeah, I never went. I knew people back in L.A. when I was living there, when I first got in the industry, that were like, oh, you ever been to the Playboy Mansion? I was like, what the fuck do I look like someone that's going to get invited to go to the fucking Playboy Mansion? I mean, I guess I could look that way. But
I was going to say you would look like you'd be in there.
I would have to just say that I was in a band with like Dave Navarro or some shit. Like I was, if I claim musician instead of pornographer, I probably would have had a better chance of getting
there. Yeah, I would agree.
Damn it. I missed my chance.
It's okay.
So... Where do we want to go? So this is one. So let's talk about this because this is a little, I don't think it's sensitive, but I think it's shit that doesn't get talked about enough. I love you doing the dance. your preference. Do you prefer, because you know, everyone uses keywords and it seems to be a thing that, well, oh, if I shoot any person of color, I need to make sure that I put that in the title.
Oh yeah.
And 100 times in the copy so I can cue it up.
Right.
Ebony, black, person of color, or something different? What do you prefer, or do you prefer just woman?
I do prefer woman, but I do realize that I'm in the adult industry, and like we have a lot of people that kind of like need to be told exactly what it is, or they like they have no idea that you're having an orgasm if you don't say you're
I'm having coming. An orgasm. Right.
Yeah, so even though in real life I'm never like, I'm coming. I'm coming.
Does everyone hear me? Here it
everyone.
Comes.
Yeah. So I do prefer woman, but it goes down the line like woman, black, person of color. Like, I don't know why, but the one that irritates me is Ebony because it sounds like somebody's name. And like, I don't know, when people started calling me Ebony, I was never called Ebony before. So it's something that I kind of had to get used to. And I was right. like they'd be like, oh, this Ebony person. And I would think that they're talking about, oh, who's Ebony?
Right. A specific girl.
Yeah.
Named
I thought
Ebony.
They were talking about Ebony. And I was just like, it was only something that I would see on like products, not like referred to as a person. So right. I was just kind of like, oh, me, you're telling me? Oh, okay. So it's just kind of like, it's like they're calling me my big sister. And it's like, oh, well, no, it's not. I'm not Ebony. I'm her sister.
Right. I was talking earlier, with Mickey about that. And I was like, you know, the thing that gets me is like, once I realized that, because it does, it's like we're making porn. So I need to do the words. But then I started thinking and I got the mindset to where I'm like, I don't.
Yeah. You don't.
I can use slut.
Yeah. Or slut's I can use appropriate.
All of the words that anyone else would typically use. Mm-hmm. And I don't have to do all of these things that create this box
right.
that doesn't need to be there.
Yeah.
Like Demi recently, I had been drinking and was being a smart ass. And I tweeted to Mike Quasar.
Oh, yeah.
And said something about him and I were going to team up and make the best movie in the world that no one cared about.
Uh-huh.
And then Demi chimed in and said, I'm going to, or he said, because he said something like, if there was awards for that, I'd need a wheelbarrow to get them all home. Uh-huh. And then Demi chimed in and said, if there was a category for movies that felt the need to include black in the title or something like basically kind of what we're talking about right now, then I'd need to get a new apartment.
Right. Oh yeah.
Because it's like, oh look, well now we have to talk about
yeah,
it.
Yeah. Like they put it like, there's like I get it for some things, but there's sometimes like it's totally unnecessary. And I'm like, okay, if you're going to title me my race then like title the other girl her race. Like okay. I just saw a title where, I don't even think it was like the original, like if you shot like kink shot something and you titled it, it's like, you know, when somebody takes it and retitles it right. for something. I think it was a retitle and they were like, beautiful, busty, beautiful babe, brunette, blah, blah, blah. And then dark ebony, black ass, slut, blah, blah, blah. I was like, God damn, you know, it was just like so aggressive.
Slow down, killer.
You know, and I was just like, just the contrast in the titles were just like mine was so, even if you took black or whatever they categorized me as out, mine was just so much more aggressive than hers.
Right.
You know, I was like, I could be beautiful, small booby brunette, you know?
You don't have to be like slut and black slut.
And I'm like, they're never creative and cute. Like I sometimes call myself like a chocolate chip cookie or a chocolate chip. And it's never something like chocolatey cutie, you know? Like it's always like black ass, interracial, da 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 da, you know?
And that was something, I don't know, for anybody that doesn't follow Anna, because you do this in the summertime, don't you?
Yes.
When I first introduced my wife to you, before she was working with me, mm-hmm. I was like, there is this beautiful woman. I was like, and she does this thing in the summertime. And you guys have to follow her on Instagram. And you get all the sun, and you're out doing all the things outside, and your complexion gets darker. And as it gets darker, you compare chocolate.
Yes.
Oh my God, I've never wanted to eat chocolate so bad in my life.
I eat them every single time.
Oh, so you do the pictures and then
And it's like, it's unintentional. Like I don't go to the grocery store. I'm like, let me get all these chocolates. It's like, oh, I want ice cream today. And I'll be eating it and I just like see it match me. And I'm like, oh, ooh. And that's like, I take a picture and that's like just how it started. I was like, oh my God, I match.
Do you get a lot of, like when you do those, does it get like is there a noticeable difference when you do that compared to some of the other stuff you put up?
Yeah, a lot of people really like it. They're like, oh my God. And like, everybody gets hungry
for all the reasons, right?
Yeah I mean, I'm hungry too, so
but you get to eat it and everyone else is supposed to think about it.
And it does suck because there was a moment when I was just like eating like a little bit too much chocolate for a little bit, and I was like, ooh, I'm starting to turn a little bit into Fluffy Fox. Yeah, I was eating like an ice cream cone a night just because I was so excited about the contrast.
Right. That's fucking hilarious. Fluffy Fox. I like
Fluffy
that name.
Fox.
Fluffy Fox. All right, what are we going to do? Because I'm trying to look here, and it's hard because you look like you're always beautiful anyway, but I'm like trying not to like...
I have all the glitter today.
You are. I think that's... You're super shiny on top of being super beautiful.
I'm like, extra today.
Yeah, I'm like, I can't...
I'm distracting you on purpose.
It's working. Ooh. It's working. So we talked about when you got into the industry, like what kind of got you into it. What was... Was there a certain thing that you saw, or did you get the phone call? Like, what made you go, hey, you know what, I'm going to try bondage. I'll give it a shot.
Oh, I think, like, it was brought up, like, on set as, like, a conversation, like, people were talking about. Like, all the new girls were, like, hanging out, and they're like, oh, what do you do? What do you don't do? Or, like, what companies you heard about? Oh, this person, la, la, la. So, like, they brought up kink, and they're like, oh, my God, and I didn't even... The word didn't even click in my head, kink, you know? Right. So, like, they're like, oh, kink. And I was like, oh, what's that? And they're like, oh, it's so horrible. It's terrible. I got bruised, and it was so hard. And, like, for some reason in my head, I just heard a challenge. And I was like, what? What was that? So what happened? What made it hard?
Did you just dare me?
Yeah, did you... You had a hard time doing what? And they're like, oh, I just had to do something physical, and it was hard. And I was like, what? And they're like, oh, like, I had to squat. And I was like, what? You had to shoot where you had to squat, and you're crying about it. And they're like, oh, boy, they beat me. And I was like... That doesn't sound terrible. Like, I grew up, like, you know, I'm black. My mom used to get whoopings all the time, and I have siblings.
Oh, that's not just a black thing, baby.
No, I know, right?
I don't have much of an ass
it's
left.
Having parents that give a fuck thing, you know, you get beat.
Yeah.
So, like, in a loving way, I was just like, whoopings was hard. Like, getting spanked on set was hard, and that's, like, that's the hard thing about the shoot. So I was like, that doesn't sound bad. And they just kept going on and trying to tell me like things that were bad about it. And each thing I was like, well, I grew up wrestling too, like play fighting with my cousins and brothers and stuff. So all of the physical stuff just sounded like stuff that I already kind of did, but I never thought to incorporate sex with it. And I was just like, I want to try, but I didn't think like that would work for kink or whatever.
Right.
And so I'm not actually sure. I think it just came in like, you know, like when you're new, they get like you get a flood of like offers.
Right.
So like it came in, and when it came in, I was like, yeah, I want to try it because I want to see, like, let's see. I'm all down for the dares. Right. And if I can do it, then I'm going to just keep doing it because if I can do it, then it's nothing. So my first shoot, I'm forgetting her name, but she was like super badass. And I didn't realize for me that it was like super hardcore what I did.
With the director you're talking
about? Yeah, with the director, my shoot, like I had like this big old, I think you used the ball on me like too, the bowling ball or whatever.
Yeah.
Like I just had so much shit going on for my first kink shoot. And I was just like, wow, that was hard. It was overwhelming, but it was great. And I just like expected so much more from all the rumors.
Right.
And I was like, oh, it's fine. And I'm alive and I'm great. And like, yeah, I got spanked and stuff. And yeah, I was sweating and it was cool. And it was like the only set where I was like able to just go there and get tied up and whatever and just like, oh, what? How do you expect me to react? And they're like, however you do. I'm like, okay, so where do I arch? Where do I look? Don't just do whatever just your body does. Yeah, do, just yeah. do it. And I was like, oh. So it was the easiest thing for me to do.
Right.
Even though everybody said that it would be the hardest thing. And so it's just, yeah, I love kink.
Was it Princess Donna?
No, it was, she had red hair. I think we were talking about her the last time. She escaped, she went away and she had a super regular name and like no one ever heard of her again.
Claire Adams,
yes. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Oh, you jumped right in.
Yeah, she was my first dom, so
What site was it for? Do you remember? Was it Device?
I think it was Device, but there was rope. There was metal and rope for sure.
Huh.
Yeah, so I'm not really sure if it was, I'm not really sure which one it was because it was pretty much equal amounts. Like,
right.
The rope didn't really save me from the metal, so it could have been Device.
All right, let me ask you this. Was it, was she dressed feminine or was she dressed the way I usually dress?
She's dressed like you.
Okay, so it was either Device or Hogtie because she did a lot of the femdom stuff for a while.
Yeah.
And then when they hired her on full time to direct, that's when. I'm trying to think time-wise.
I was definitely rigged up. I was definitely like tied up and stuff. So it reminds me of Hogtied, but I do remember there was a lot of metal. Like,
okay.
Yeah, the things that you were showing my girl, like the butt, the mean, you were like, these are the drug, metal hooks. Things. Yeah, yeah. I was like, that's the only time I've ever even used that. You know, I was like, there's so much more mean things in there. So it just like, she fucked me up perfectly because it made it easier.
And it worked because you came back and you wanted to do
it some more. Yeah, I came back and I thought that it would be more intense when I came back, but it kind of like, you know, like, I don't know. That was like hardcore and it kind of, and I don't want to say it went down, but like,
do you think it's because you started sexualizing it? Because you found a way to be like, fuck, this is hot. It's not so much as just a challenge anymore.
Maybe so. Yeah. I think, for sure. Because I did learn how to like have orgasms actually, instead of like, I don't know. So just, you know, fake it.
Right.
I don't know.
That's a big thing that I talk about a lot on the podcast is that and I wouldn't say all sets every single time, but a lot of the regular porn, the vanilla porn, you don't get the orgasms that you get on bondage sites.
No, you don't. And they fake it. Like I've had a lot of scenes where I was like really excited to go into it, like a gangbang or something. I'm like, fuck yeah, I'm gonna fucking do this shit. And then like I get into it and like the director's like, come now. And I'm like, wait, no, I was gonna, but now
you scared it right out of me.
Now I'm not paying attention. You know, so like I like being organic for sure.
Right. And I think when I first started doing it, there was we did the thing where it was like, you need to be scared, you have to act like, please, mister, don't hurt me. And it got to where it started evolving and they wanted the real reactions, but you still had to kind of be scared and poor girl afraid of the big bad man. And then somewhere, and I don't even remember when it happened, but it's within the last 3 to 5 years, something switched. And, you know, you get the comments now, it's like, oh, you and Anna have got this great chemistry. And I love it when she smiles, when she does this. And like, you don't have to be like anymore.
Ooh, y'all call it the Brazzers face. They make, oh, yeah.
Because that's every guy on every Brazzers.
Yeah. And then the girls, too, when the dick comes out, we're like, we're porn stars and we're supposed to act like we've never seen a dick before.
Yeah, exactly. And every time it's supposed to be believable.
Yeah.
There's that campiness that comes with, but you know, they found something. They have, the way I understand is they have these, the different brands at that company have a room and they have their writers and these people, from what I understand, have never been on a porn set. The writers have never, because I
makes sense.
I worked with them for a little bit and there were a couple scripts I got and I was like, have you lost your fucking mind?
Yeah. There's been a few even like on set where we'll read it and like, you know, first like maybe the director will read it and then they'll like ask somebody else and then like, then we'll all start reading it collectively and we're like, how the fuck do they expect this person to A, B, C, D while doing E, F, and G? Like, right. It makes no sense.
We had one, and they had, the scene was the guy was supposed to walk in, and it was all POV, it was from OFOs. Because, you know, all their shit's, so you either
set
the GoPro up here, and it makes them look taller than me, or it's just, or you're wrapping around. So, but they wanted this one flawless sequence of, you walk up, you know, blah, blah, blah. You did something that made him mad and he's upset with you. And then he grabs you, stands you up, picks you up around him, walks you over to a wall and fucks you.
Wow.
How the fuck are you going to do that POV? There was another one they wanted to try and do, and the model was like, I'm done, and walked away from the industry for a while, so it never happened. But they wanted a girl on a pogo stick, and the guy was POV again, fucking her while she's bouncing on a
You can't do that. You can't do that. We can't. Maybe if you go get like some people that perform at the Cirque du Soleil or Vaux or something, maybe they could, but no.
On a fucking pogo stick.
No. Maybe if I had like some tequila or something like that, then I'd be down. But no, for the most part, no.
So the thing that gets me is you have people that are, that's their job. They sit in a room and they scour the internet and they see the ideas, and I don't know if they get the statistics or whatever they do, but they decide these are the things that they should try, and then they can figure out if it works, and then they keep doing it over and over and over.
I feel like maybe they just read, like, they go down the, like, comments on, like, online, and they're like, what's the most bizarre thing that somebody said? Like, or they just read the news in Florida and they're like, how can we apply this to porn?
Right. But they unfortunately have people who've never set foot, or doesn't seem like they've ever set foot on an actual porn set.
Who
have now formed the majority of our industry.
I know. And it's crazy. And it's like, there's so many times I'm like, it's very clear that they don't know this person. They don't know these people, because they put these scenarios and these people together, or, you know, elevator person. And I'm like, this is trash. This is kind of trash. And you guys keep doing it.
Or they're trying to recreate, the viral, anything that goes viral.
Oh God, yeah, and it's like they don't realize that the things that went viral went by mistake.
No one has ever set out to do something viral and it worked.
Not that I know of.
That poor little Jordy kid.
Poor Jordy.
Every girl that's bigger than him. Because that one thing that fucking Phoenix did.
Yeah.
They just tried to I saw something the other day. She's laying on the
floor. Yeah, and she's just...
And she starts popping up as he's stepping up on her. And I'm like, you guys, you're trying too hard. Yeah. You got lucky with the one, but Nicolette Shea lifting him up and blowing him. Mm-hmm. Still, none of it. I don't care. You got lucky that it happened. Be happy that it happened.
I wonder if he even likes playing like that role. Like, I don't know Jordy at all. I've never worked with him or even met him. But I wonder if he, like... Imagine, like, if he didn't, like... being like the dumb, young, stupid guy, and he just like wanted to like just like make passionate love.
I want someone to take me seriously. I'm
Take him seriously. Yeah, for a man, like, oh gosh, poor baby.
Well, that's like a lot of like short people, like shorter than average. I shouldn't say short, shorter, because everybody's short to me.
Yeah,
shorter than average, and you have these people who think it's okay to walk up and pat you on the top of the head. I wonder if he's the same way. He's like, you know, it's kind of like the Ashton Kutcher. Like, will you please stop typecasting me as the dumb stoner?
Yeah.
So stop making me the teenage boy. But at the same time, that motherfucker's probably making more money.
Right.
Holy shit.
Probably like, nope, I don't mind.
Yeah, I will be the silly little...
I'll do that all day.
I don't get it. But it's weird that, like I said, that somehow has become the structure for most of porn now.
Yeah, and I wish that wasn't the case. I wish that they could come and see, like, how it is on set, who we are, because I think that they would make different choices for sure.
Yeah. And I think that adult time, Brie, I think Brie has been tapping more to say, tell me a story, and let's make it dirty and turn it into a porn, to where you get a small, itty-bitty little glimpse into the certain performers that's happening with. And by no means am I like, oh, everyone should go watch their stuff. Not at all.
That you have to like that stuff, you know, go watch whatever you watch.
Right. Because I was talking with someone recently about her specifically, and they were like, you know, she has created this genre of making people uncomfortable. Like, I do horror porn where I scare the fuck out of people, but people stand in line and wait for hours to spend $30 to walk through a fucking scary house during Halloween just to go back and do it all over again.
Right.
No one ever has paid money to feel so uncomfortable that their skin's crawling and then thought, oh, I want to jerk off now.
Yeah. But Brie Mills makes it. She's so good at it.
and it seems to be working to whatever degree.
I mean, people in porn like the taboo, and like anything that like makes anyone uncomfortable, they love it.
Right. Mm-hmm. And this has been an ongoing thing, because like I said, I've had so many people in this week that we make the porn that people are paying for. We don't sit there and say, hey, I got an idea. I'm going to do this thing where I'm going to shoot Anna and she's going to be upside down. And the entire time she's always doing a handstand, and she's going to have clown paint on her butt. So we're going to do a clown face on her butt. And then there's going to be another girl sitting there just masturbating and squirting.
That makes complete sense.
It sounds hot. But we don't make the porn that we think is fun because most of the time people don't want to, they don't want that. They want the uncomfortable. They want the stereotypes. They want the taboo shit. And we just keep on making it.
Keep on making it. Yep.
But I think, shit, God damn it, my notes. As soon as I go to look for one.
It's okay.
Great. Thanks. I've been doing this for, I'm slowly, I feel like I'm starting to kind of get a hang of it now that this is.
Doing better than me, man.
25 or 26 of these things now that I think I've done. Maybe a lot more. So as we kind of have talked about all these things, what is your overall, and this is as much as you want to say or as little as you want to say, what's your overall thoughts on the industry, like right now, the way things are going?
The industry right now, I see it like completely flipping over, you know, like, and I hope that it continues in the direction that it is going because it's, to me, I see it changing for the better.
Right.
We have, one for myself, I've never been invited to speak on panels, you know, as a representation as for the industry before. And like this year, I'm like, you know, speaking,
oh, no shit.
Yeah, all over the place. So it's like, you know, they want to hear from the performers more, like we have more power than ever before.
Right.
I like that there's more women directors because it's changing the way that porn's being made and being viewed, which is nice, you know, as a performer to have a breakup of, you know, the different kinds of porns that I perform in. And I just see a lot more people individually becoming stronger, you know, we don't have to really depend on our agents as much anymore, which is great because there's so much stress that comes with that. And like, I see girls panicking and like, you know, leaving prematurely because they had issues with their agent when they really wanted to be here, you know?
Right. And they had the potential to do it.
Yeah. They had the potential and everything, but like a bad relationship ruined it. And it's like, now there's a lot less, a lot of the bad stuff is going away.
Right.
Yes. And a lot of the good stuff that's coming is a blessing for us.
I agree with that 100%. I do think that I think the problem with, and it sucks to say that there's a problem with it happening like that, but that everything is starting to get better.
Yeah.
That the taboo of, you know, you can't fuck crossover boys, or you can't fuck trans women. The stigma is finally going away.
Mm-hmm.
So you're getting all of this, you know, moving in the right direction, and the walls are coming down. And I think as the walls come down, the bad is getting more emphasized because there's not as many of them. And when they do, and it's not like, oh, well, I really need you to do this. And that trying to be persuasive to get you to do that one little extra thing. Now it's, I need you to do this, and I need you to do this, and I need you to do this, and I need you to do this. And then I know it sucks, and I've asked you to do all these things that you've already said you didn't want to do, but can you do just a few more things? So I feel like that it's like the ones that are doing bad are doing it so much worse than the average turd, so to speak.
Yeah.
And that's what sucks because there's it's really good that we have the things, like there's more female directors, because what it's done, it's opened doors to now, because when I first started, you were a performer, and then when the performer was done, you walked away.
You
hit your 24, 25, or whatever you're when you can't do it and no one's hiring you anymore.
Right.
Whatever level, which that's also changed.
Right.
You went and found a job, whether it was at a grocery store or in a cubicle, but that you didn't do porn anymore. And now it's slowly, little by little, it's getting to where you have, like, I'm, and the one of the nominations I have is for best director for a drama action. Mm-hmm. And Bree Mills, Caden Cross, Joanna Angel, I think is in it. And I'm like surrounded by these badass women.
Literally, yeah.
Which I'm just kind of like, I'm just cool that I'm even up in that spot right now.
Yeah.
Which I think is great. But on the other hand, there are shitty situations that come from people that have stepped into a position where, for lack of a better term, was a man's world.
Mm-hmm.
And they decided to abuse the power that they got.
Yeah,
which,
you know,
sucks.
Yeah, some women can be just as shitty as men, you know.
I think it goes that way, like all the way around. Like, I've met transgender men who, for anybody who may or may don't understand the terms that we're using, a transgender man was born with a female body and then transitions to a man. And for the most part, still most of that I'm aware of, most of them still have vaginas because it's a lot easier to take something away than it is to build something from scratch.
Right. Yeah.
And I have met transgender men that are more misogynist than the character I play on the internet. Like just, and I'm like, you, and I don't get it. I can't wrap my head around it. I'm like, you started this life as a woman and you understand the shit you've been put through and you know, you're more misogynist than most men.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Most, I guess most cis men, I should say, because they're a man now. It's just, it's fucking weird to me, man.
It is.
It's weird. The power play.
Yeah. It's interesting to watch that.
I think if people would just, and I do this, and I started to where I tell every model that comes on set, I say this to them now, is I take the ego and I put it up here and put it in the office. I leave it in the safe and I leave it the fuck out of the way. And surprisingly, people seem to enjoy working with me for the most part. Yeah,
you know, somehow it works better that way.
Just stop being a dick, try and be nice to people and treat them properly and cater to in a way that they're like, oh, I am the most important person in this room right now.
You know, treat people how you want to be treated, listen to them, respect them.
Right.
You know, that's it. Just be aware. You know, we've got a responsibility to take care of people on set, you know, ourselves included, you know, but for sure, you know, if that's all it takes is just awareness.
Right. Mm-hmm. And I feel like that's where we're getting to a point. And that's what started this podcast was like, I wanted people to start humanizing people in this industry. So it's not like, oh, Anna Fox, she's this beautiful chocolate skinned woman or whatever title we're going to put. But at the end of the day, you are this woman who sits in a corner and only comes out when it's time to fuck. And like, no, there's things like Anna doesn't work. I'm going to ask you other questions, but you're human. And when I watched, my wife noticed it she would come to me and she's like, oh, I just got through talking to so-and-so. Did you know that she does this in her personal life? And she does of course I do. Mm-hmm. I know her. I'm friends with her. And it just blew her mind because she never was the type of person that was like, oh, well, they're a bunch of whores that just fuck. But she just never thought past porn star. Mm-hmm. And now, I mean, you've been around her. She's like a fucking mom to everybody.
Yeah, she is. Homemade cookies the last time I was here.
Yeah. we were just talking about her cookies and how I could pretty much go, I could take her cookies anywhere and get anything I wanted.
Yeah, you could. Yeah.
Those cookies, that's better than money.
It is better than money because I ate the whole bag.
So what are some of the things that you do outside of the porn? Like, what is it? Tell us some of the stuff that's, we want to get to know you.
The real me.
The real me. As much as you want to give us.
I mean, I'm definitely like a homebody. It's taken me like a long time to like, I don't know, porn projected me quickly into like stability, you know? So it's nice to be at home for me. So I enjoy it. And like, I have two dogs now and a cat, and I enjoy fucking playing with them and just staring at their little faces. And I have rainbow stuff all over my room. So my room is just nothing but like cute animals and rainbows. So it's a happy place. And
that's awesome.
I live next to a Whole Foods, which sucks because I go there and I buy like meats and cheeses and like chop them up. But I have snacks all the time.
Charcuterie board.
Yes. I'm like an extreme snacker. And I don't know. Anybody that follows my Instagram would know that I'm an extreme bath taker as well. I take baths every day.
Like, sit down. Now, is it like you just hop in the bath and you get clean, you get out, or is it like you do the thing?
The thing. I
follow
like
you on Instagram. Why do I not know this?
I do bath bombs. Like, I go to, every time I go to Lush, they honestly think that I'm like robbing them because, like,
you're in there so much?
Yeah. Well, no. Well, I go in there like maybe once a month and they're like, hello, can I help you? I'm like, no, I know what I'm going to get. And I just like, I go and I like pick up one bath bomb from each thing and they're like, ma'am, what are you doing? And like, you know, because usually people buy like one or two. I buy like.
Tell us
15,
how many.
20 bath bombs at a time, which sets my bill at a pretty penny. It's like $300 bath bombs.
Holy fuck, how much are the bath bombs each?
Like $10. I take like a $10 to $15 bath a day. That's like my strange addiction.
Okay, so it's Lush, right?
This is what you're saying. Yes, Lush bath bomb. Those, I buy them from different places like Etsy or Nectar Bath Treats, but Lush is like the most known bath bomb place, so.
Because, oh, damn.
Yeah.
They have one. Yes. Let me move my mic over here in the right place.
I'm sure I've used it.
They have one that's called the Wicked Trap. Well, I don't know if this is them. It just came up in the top search. There's an adults only that's got, oh, Got pussy bath bomb.
Oh, I think you might be looking at something. It's going to be pussies in there.
Yeah, this is this is from a different company. This isn't this is it just showed up, but it looks like. Oh, get the fuck out of here with that shit.
Oh yeah, they have rings in them. I've had one of those.
It's fucking called the Wicked Dragon Bath Bomb, and it's $27 for a bath bomb.
Mm-hmm.
My bougie little son likes bath bombs. Like, that's how we take care of him. That's how he knows he's special, is he gets bath bombs and he gets to go. Like, I'll go get my nails done. The wife gets the pedicure, and he's like, "Can I have both, please?"
Please.
He sits there with his headphones on and his tablet, and this little basic bitch that he is, and I love him. Fuck anybody that has anything to say about how I speak about my kid. But he is sits down and he puts his headphones on and he's doing the thing and the woman started working on his feet and he looks up and he's like, "Are you gonna massage him too?" And I'm across though. I'm like, "Hey, let him fuck,
motherfucker!
Don't you be some bougie motherfucker." So anyway, this Lush, I'm gonna, because now this might be like a birthday present for him.
Yeah,
because he likes the ones that have the little fucking fun treat.
Oh yeah, well, Lush bath bombs, like, this is totally like a commercial for them, but they have so much stuff. Like, they don't really have bath bombs, like little toys inside of them, but like they have other things like moisture disc or like extra color fizz. Like, so you think it's all done, and then like boom, here comes like pink glitter or something.
Oh, he would love that. They have,
yeah,
they have a fucking eggplant one.
Yeah, somebody gave me that one actually at the convention. I have that one now.
That's now what officially the emoji that gets you banned on social media.
And actually, Lush had to put out a thing to tell people not to put that bath bomb in their vaginas. People were using that bath bomb in their vaginas.
You know, Anna, you and I consider you a friend.
I consider you a friend as well.
The fuck is wrong with people? You have to be told not to put it.
It's pretty self-explanatory.
Unless you're really into weird shit. But I feel like that would be.
I think I like the bath bombs a lot, and I've never been like.
I mean, if you want the fizz, I mean, I guess you could just as well put a fucking Alka-Seltzer in there. But why the fuck would you do that?
That fizz is not. It's not enough to like. Do anything. Maybe it might feel nice on your balls to tickle. The fizz would be nice on the balls, but I wouldn't.
I wouldn't waste a fucking $10 bath bomb. I'd do some Alka-Seltzer in a big glass or a bowl. Right.
Unless you just hate your vagina. Maybe it was just like, I'm just over it.
Fuck this pussy.
Fuck this pussy. Literally, fuck it.
Yeah. Have you heard the new thing that the one of the new trends? Because you know everyone's got. It's not a dare. What do they call them?
The challenges.
The challenges.
Uh huh.
One of the new challenges is that someone on the internet said, and I don't know, I haven't checked the science behind it, that there are taste buds in male testicles. So the new thing is men.
Shut the fuck up.
I'm not bullshitting. They're,
I mean, no, I believe you that they said that, but that's a very nice ploy to get girls to start licking dudes' balls.
No. It's not that their balls taste good. It's supposedly you can. So what they're doing is they get a little bowls of soy sauce because it's salty, and they're dipping
and
their
nuts.
And you
can taste it?
Apparently, I'm supposed to be able to taste it. I haven't tried it, but this is the first of all these dumb challenges that I've been like, I might have to dip my balls in some soy sauce.
Oh, my God.
But out of all the things,
well, I mean, I, you would think that if that was true, that you would have been able to like have some other things, like.
You know what it really means is it means that I feel like there's more men that have tasted their own cum now. If that's the case, because there's a lot of men, especially when you're soloing it, you're jerking, and you get it on your tummy. You get it. I mean, I'm not gonna
lie.
Some
people shoot.
I hit myself. You know? That's how I tasted it for the first time. I was like, oh, fuck, I got it in my mouth. It just doesn't make me gay, does it? It's my own cum.
It's okay.
It's my own cum, so it's not gay. But so I feel like if that's the case, you know, it's, I don't know. I'm. This is the one, though, because it's not eating a Tide Pod or it's not doing all the dumb shit. Have you seen the snorting condom? There's stupid shit. I have to try and keep up with this.
I've seen that one.
Having a kid, like, I'm trying to stay on top of this so I can be like, let me explain how stupid this
is. Please don't do this. Yes. Let me go see these challenges to tell you what not to do.
But I might end up trying the soy sauce. Do you know how weird that would be if you could take, but how...
You would
How
be
does
able
it get
to
up here from down there?
That doesn't make sense because, like, say, for instance, you have, like, your body wash when you're washing your balls. Why don't you kind of taste it?
Yeah.
No, they're just trying to get you to dip your balls in soy sauce.
And
somebody's got something against soy sauce. They just want you to waste it and ruin it.
there's that, or I don't know. I think I said I'm still thinking about it. All right, back to these bath bombs, these fucking things. So your bath. So for starters, do you have like a nice big soaking bath, or are you just small enough that you fit in? Because at my size, the normal bath, it doesn't work for me.
I have like a normal person bath. You know, I have fit two people in it. Just like, but not laying down. You know, just like sitting in there. And
right.
Doing blowjobbing or whatever, but yeah.
For your OnlyFans?
No, I like to have sex at home and not film it. I like to.
That's just, good. Yeah. Just for you?
Just for me. I like to just fuck for me, you know? I'm like pretty stingy with my OnlyFans, and like I love them, but I definitely like make them wait, you know, because I'm a normal human being. Like, I don't like to, I prefer quality over quantity.
I agree with that.
So I just, you know, I try to give them, I'd rather show them like a pictures of my vagina every day, but I don't want to fuck my vagina every day.
That's real. Yeah. I believe that. That's a good thing.
Yeah.
See, that's the thing with, and I've actually thought about that too. And I'm afraid now, if I say this out loud, people are like, comment, do it. No, but I've joked that if there was enough money to be made to watch me jerk off, and I'm sure there probably is.
Yep, you're already.
I'm sporting the dad bod.
All you got to do is splash your butthole while you do it. You'll become racks.
But I was like, you know, and just shoot. And I'm tattooed on my stomach.
Oh,
so,
that's funny.
So if I had, and it's my real legal name. So,
my legal, that's funny.
My legal last name, so, which is not, it's not a secret on the internet, but it's, and it's very large letters.
Oh, yeah.
So even if I'm from here down, just spanking it, people are
going to I don't think I've ever seen your stomach before. I was like, what?
I try and keep it cut. It's just a little soft.
It's okay.
But it's the dad bod.
It's okay. So I've seen, you're not pregnant yet.
No.
Yeah, it's okay.
Yet.
No, yeah.
I also disgusted myself. I haven't had my zoot suit on for a while because I've had no reason to wear it. And I tried it on, and what has always been big on me, I fastened that motherfucker, but when I relaxed, it looked like it should have been in a commercial. Like everything and kind of dropped. So anyway, all right, enough about my tummy, my dad bod. What else do we have besides bath bombs? Do we have candles? Do we have soft music? Do we have do we have essential oils?
Yeah, there's essential oils for sure. I think me and your wife definitely talked about our love of essential oils. I do, but the bath bombs come with essential oils in it, so it kind of.
Oh, so this is the thing. So, all right, you guys, I have no stock in this company at all, but I'm going to trust that fucking Anna says it's good.
It's good.
It should be good.
And I love them.
Are these, you can order these online, or this is, you have to go to the store?
You can order them online. You can go to the store. You can order them from other websites and stuff like that. They're awesome. They come with biodegradable glitter. So it's like very eco-friendly and all that jazz.
There's so many. These aren't that bad, but I guess if you buy 15 to 20 at a time.
Yeah, usually, yeah, you're not supposed to buy that many. You just, like, you buy one for, like, oh, it's a special day. I'm going to treat myself.
It's my week, and I've had a rough week, and I'm going to get a bath bomb and maybe, like, a glass of Chardonnay.
Yeah, most people don't even take baths every day, let alone, you know, I don't know. Like, most people take maybe, like, a bath, like, a season or something.
I the last time I even attempted a bath was my back was fucked up and
yeah,
I was
like, so you had an injury.
Yeah. And I don't fit. Like I look like what you probably expect. I look like, yeah, I'm all, my knees are sticking up and there's no place. And if I try and go to get my body under, then the water splashes out of the tub.
And then your legs are all at the top.
It's not pretty. It's not sexy. My wife says it is, but she's married to me. That's her job. But that's my goal. That's my goal, is to one day have a house big enough that I actually have a soaking tub that I can put my big ass in. And then maybe I will take a bath every day and have.
Yeah.
So do you have a routine afterwards? Cause like, the wife does this whole cause she's got the rose water and the, come on, tell us.
All the elixirs I have, like, I go down the line and I get out because I need my pores to be open. I have to be wet still. Very specific, but I have to be wet. Okay. I get aloe vera gel and like smush that all over me. And if it's a special day, then I'll put glitter. But if it's not, just aloe vera gel. Then I get my regular, the hemp lotion.
Okay.
Yeah, I like, I don't know. It doesn't make me high or anything. I just like that lotion. It smells good.
Oh, the brand.
The brand, okay. Hemp, yeah. And then I'll go put like a glob of shea butter. And so by the time I'm done moisturizing, I'm like wet. Like I look like slick latex. Then I'll go put something like a sweater or long pants on and I'll go walk my dog. to like
to let it all soak in.
Yeah.
Now, do you use the name brand shea butter, or do you actually go and find? Because when I was younger in my 20s, there was mm-hmm. a guy down in New Orleans that did tattoos. He did part of this one. Mm-hmm. And he would go down to, I think it was the Jackson Square Market. There was like a thing down in the French Quarter, but it wasn't right on Jackson Square. Mm-hmm. And it was pure 100% shea butter, like that clay. Uh-huh. You got to get it warm to work it.
Yeah.
And he would buy these big tubs of it, and then he would break it down, and he had these little things, and he called it like his Viper Venom or something. But it was just pure. And that when I used it for the first time, I was like, this shit is so fucking good. And mm-hmm. I still to this day have to like scour. That's not surprisingly, I have had a hard time finding just pure, not fucked with, just give me the shea butter.
Yeah. I buy mine from a lady that makes it, you know, like she like it probably like your friend. She gets the raw organic shea butter, and then she gets like orange peels and like fruit peels, and she like mixes it all in a tub, and like I go to the Slauson swap meet in LA, and I go,
okay,
you can like literally like it's a giant like super mall, you know, and even if you don't know where it is, like the location, all you have to do is like sniff, and you can like smell your way to where she's making it, and she's like,
because it's that nice,
it's that nice, and it's like she just mixes it so that way, because when you buy it organically, it is kind of hard, you know,
right?
So like she mixes it with the stuff, so it's a little bit like easier to use. It's still in a clump, but it's not
whipped.
It's whipped, there you go. So yeah, she hand whips it for you. And I've had a few people like smell me and be like, where's that? What do you get that from? And I'll go to the swap meet and go get it for them and bring it to them just because they like it so much.
I'll bring you some, but I'm not going to tell you. I'm not giving you my hookup.
No, I won't let you know where she is, even though I just told everybody. But but she's great. And I've been buying it from her for a while. And I love that shit.
Becky makes her own fucking lotion.
Of course she does.
Because she's not busy enough fucking with me and dealing with all my shit. She once, I don't know, every month or so. And it was because we moved out here, because the yeah. fucking climate out here is yeah, so fucking
it's
gnarly.
It's terrible when you're not used to it.
Right. And it took us 9 months is when the skin finally was like, all right, fine, I give in. But at that point, it's because we'd given it 9 months of this intense thing. And mm-hmm. she got to a point where she's like, nothing was working. Nothing. Yeah. There was nothing across the counter.
You could put it on, but it wasn't going in.
There was nothing, like even the expensive shit from like Sephora or whatever. Yeah. Nothing was working. So mm-hmm. she was like, shea butter and this. And she's got the you know, the big fancy mixer that's usually uh-huh. in a kitchen. She uses mm-hmm. that to whip her own shit. And then she has her essential oils. And she was like, what scent should I go with? And I'm like, I don't know. Mm-hmm. But yeah, she's got the same thing. It's the lotion, and then there's the this, and there's and it, everything has to be in a certain time
order. Yeah, and that's just the body. The face fucking regimen is more ridiculous than that.
Yeah,
I don't have time for that. But but yeah, it's fun.
That's crazy. That's and I feel like it's self care. I think and that's something that most people, period, not just in porn, but in mm-hmm. period, that people don't take the time. I don't take the time to do it.
It's my favorite thing to do.
The closest thing I come to self-care is spending an extra 2 minutes in the shower jerking off.
That's self-care.
It is.
That's self-care.
I mean, it works. It keeps me calm.
It makes you calm and happy. You're like, do-do-do-do.
Out of jail.
Out of jail, exactly.
I haven't heard anybody yet. So, let's see. What else? So is there something else that we should know about Anna? Anything? Anything? Is there, you know what? I asked you this on set, or I think I've asked you this before. This is becoming one of my new go-tos. What's your favorite kind of food to eat? Like, what do you really get down with?
I really like, it's so, okay. It's really annoying because I am not vegan. I am not. But I live in LA. Everybody's freaking vegan or gluten-free or whatever. So I've been, like, getting into vegan food lately, and it's actually really pretty good. I'm not like a vegan hater, but you know, it's one of those things. It's like I was an Android user and I didn't want an iPhone, and I'm like, God, now I have an iPhone.
Yeah.
I have an Damn iPhone it. Now and I love it. So yeah, I've been eating vegan food, but my all time favorite, when I'm not trying to particularly be skinny, is Italian food. I love pasta. Handmade pasta's the best. And then when I'm trying to feel skinny, I love sushi. Japanese food. take me there, I'll eat it. I don't want anything that's actually alive. Like, I've seen those videos of the girls eating
the octopus
moving shit. Yeah, and it's like, I'm like, no, 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 no.
Yeah, we're sushi snobs. We do sushi. We've got a standing reservation every fucking Tuesday for like that's the last so 3 cute. Years at the same place. The sushi chef, like, I text him.
Buddy.
We joke that, like, we, because of us working so much, that our closest friend is our sushi chef.
Oh,
because we spend
yeah.
more time. We eat dinner with him every week.
Oh, yeah. That's pretty cute.
Yeah.
Oh, I need an adult like that.
Just got to find you a good sushi joint.
Yeah.
Kind of stick to the mentality of, if I can make it at home, I'm not going to go pay someone else to do it for me.
Yeah.
Which will force you to either learn how to cook or try and at least be healthy.
That's why I've been being vegan, because I've been cooking at home and it's super easy to make vegan food at home.
I don't know. I just, I really like.
I like meat. I love meat. I like need it. Like, I can't, this whole week I'm like eating it. I just had steak and eggs for breakfast because I'm like, I'm going to die if I don't.
Did you, when you're primarily eating vegetables though, do you notice anything different? Like your body, like your complexion, like your skin, your. Anything,
all of the above. It's like, it's frustrating because it's so good for you, and like my body does change like right away. Like I'm like, people are like, hey, you look leaner, and I'm like, oh yeah, god damn it, yeah, I know. And I know it's good for me, you know. It's like drinking water, like, oh, water is so bland and it doesn't really taste good, and I'd rather drink anything else. But
right,
you know, it's good for you. So yeah, vegan food, when I eat it, like, my skin's better, like, it's easier, like, my insides and all that stuff. Everything's fucking awesome. So.
I'm glad that I have video rolling, like, because the look on your face just in that, motherfucker.
Yeah, yeah, I know.
Because I'm kind of getting to that point, too, where I know that, because to me, a perfect meal would be, bring me a piece of meat, preferably red meat, just because I can eat it bloody, because you don't want it, like, bloody pork or bloody chicken.
Oh,
nice big, any kind of nice steak, but red meat that's cooked proper and it's still got a little blood in it. And then I'll take a couple sprigs of asparagus or a couple florets of whatever. Something. But bring me the meat and a little bit of veggie on the side. And I know that, and for every reason, it's not good for you. So I'm slowly doing the, all right, we'll take half of that piece of meat and I'll take more of the vegetables. And I do. Mm-hmm. I love vegetables, and we cook enough in our house, and we've got so much shit that it's like I can make vegetables still be healthy and taste a lot better than just, oh, there's that fart taste of broccoli and cauliflower.
Yay. It's like queefs in my mouth.
You know what does it that's really good is we found a place called Oil and Vinegar. Mm-hmm. And I think you can go online and order from, and they have flavored oil and vinegar.
I don't know this place, but I recently did find flavored oil, and it like fuck shit up for me. I was like, what? There's garlic in this already? Yeah, so good.
Garlic infused grape seed oil.
I had ate so much bread when I found that, though. When I found like the flavor infused oils and stuff, I was like literally going to the store, buying fresh loaves of bread, like chopping it up on my charcuterie board, fucking it, just eating loaves of bread a day. And
I have one of those. I actually got a friend of mine bought me like a fucking $50 or $60 charcuterie board.
Charcuterie board.
I love that word.
Me too. You have to say it.
Yeah, it's fun to say it. So, but we have the things that we've got the garlic oil that we go to, and then they don't make it anymore, but they used to make a hibiscus fucking balsamic vinegar or hibiscus vinegar. Holy fuck. But they still do like a pomegranate and like it's so much shit, and it ups your game. Like your food suddenly just gets fucking awesome with this shit. Mm. You should look into it. Oil and vinegar.
Oh, this is terrible.
But stay away from the terrible. Bread.
I know. I've been good this month, which is good. I was like, oh, it was like a challenge that I did without putting it on. It just happened, and I was like, oh, I've been a good person for a month.
See, that's what I need to do. I need to actually just, I keep telling myself, I was like, if I make it a challenge for myself, or I bet you can't do this.
Yeah.
It doesn't work, because in my head, I'm like, I know what you're doing to me.
Right.
Like, I'm talking to myself and arguing. You can't trick me, brain.
Then at midnight when you're in the kitchen, you're like, fuck that.
I was doing really good, and then I went to the grocery store the other day hungry with the kid, and he's like, Daddy, can I have a bag of chips? I'm like, you got a bag of chips at home? And he's like, well, I don't like that kind. Or can I have some variety? Because he hears me.
Oh, so cute.
Because I use
that
all the
funny?
Time.
Isn't that funny?
I've got like two different kinds of deodorant. Uh-huh. I've got two different kinds of body wash. Like, I like variety. So he's heard me say it. So he's like, I like varieties. Fuck. All right, we'll get it. And as we're walking by, I'm like, you know, we're over here and it's been a while. I'm going to get this bag of fucking Takis.
Mm-hmm. Oh my God. Yeah.
And then we were walking further down and I'm like, oh, well, look, you know what we're missing in our house? Ritz crackers. I'll grab a box of
all the bad stuff.
So much crap. But then, I was like, now that I have that, I'm going to circle over here and get some blue cheese and get some fancy charcuterie board shit.
Charcuterie board. I love it. I love all of that.
Alrighty, young lady. How you feeling? You want to keep going? You want to talk a little more? You good?
I was going to say.
Oh. I was like, what part am I supposed to start reading?
Yeah, I know. I was okay, perfect. Just put that.
All right, so let's wrap this up because it's AVN and you got to go. And you know what? I go home and try and make myself look presentable. Before we wrap this up, I try and usually get the guest to give some advice. Like, if you could give advice to someone coming into the industry, what would you say to them?
I would say, I usually say like, study, go figure out shit, go research and this and this and that. But that kind of goes without saying, like, anything that you would do new, you should do that. But my new piece of advice is, like, get a buddy, get a friend, get someone, a sister, brother, neighbor, I don't know, someone that you love and that cares about you to be there for you. So that way when you forget that you're great, that they can remind you that you're great, you know? Just, or stuffed animal, something. Get a Build-A-Bear that says, I love you. I don't know. Something. Get something to remind you.
Well, support system.
Yeah, support system for sure.
Yeah, that's a good one because I feel like you get lost in this. And you get to a point, especially with the social media and the OnlyFans and all that other crap, there's so much of you going everywhere that you have to step back and go, I'd like to have sex without the camera around. And I'd like to have a friend to tell me that I'm still pretty and that I'm doing a good job or to be there when I have a bad day.
Yeah, so. All of that.
All right, young lady. You were fucking amazing. You were awesome. Thank you for swinging by. We'll see you tonight.
Yeah, I'll see you tonight.
All right. See ya.